From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. A University of Missouri graduate has donated $1 billion to the Journalism School for LGBT Research and Education. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the pledge comes from Timothy Blair. He wants the money to go towards better understanding how news coverage can reinforce or break down stereotypes about people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Blair said examining journalism as a force of social change in our democracy is an essential academic pursuit. Blair is a graduate of MU's Journalism School. He recalled how HIV and AIDS were controversial topics in the 1980s. He mentioned the silence surrounding the disease even as people cared for their children, friends, and neighbors. MU Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton said in a news release that Blair's donation will help advance MU's Journalism School. Private negotiations over Missouri's proposed $26 billion spending plan for next fiscal year are raising questions about transparency in lawmakers' decisions. The legislature last week passed next year's budget after a compromise was reached during closed-door talks with a few key negotiators. Lawmakers and political scientists say the practice is common in Missouri and state houses across the country. But this year's discussions also meant some lawmakers had to vote on a spending plan with only a few hours to review sweeping changes to spending for social services, mental health, and health and senior services. Democrats say the process lacks transparency and is irresponsible. A Missouri judge is giving strong indications he may toss a lawsuit by activists seeking an independent investigation of a prosecutor's handling of grand jury proceedings in the Michael Brown shooting case. St. Louis County Circuit Judge Joseph Walsh III heard 90 minutes of arguments Friday. Activists want Walsh to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate what they claim was misconduct by County Prosecutor Robert McCulloch. A grand jury convened by McCulloch last year declined to indict former Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in the August shooting death of the unarmed Brown. The county's attorney urged Walsh to toss the lawsuit. The hearing will resume May 29th, but Walsh told activist attorneys an outside investigation may be unnecessary because the Justice Department reached the same conclusion as the grand jury. Missouri has extended football coach Gary Pinkel's contract through the 2019 season and upped his yearly salary to $4.02 million, making him the 10th Southeastern Conference coach to have a yearly salary of at least $4 million. Pinkel is headed into his 15th season at Missouri and is already the winningest coach in school history with 113 victories. He was making $3.2 million per year. The 62-year-old Pinkel has led the Tigers to SEC East titles the last 2 years. Missouri, which joined the SEC in 2012, has won 5 division titles under Pinkel, including 3 in the Big 12. Pinkel was coach of the year in the SEC last year, guiding the Tigers to an 11-3 finish and Citrus Bowl win after being picked 4th in the division. A Missouri man has survived the earthquake and avalanche that killed more than 3,000 people in Nepal. Dan Nash, owner of Nixa-based Satori Adventures and Expeditions, and several others were climbing the Cho-Oyu Mountain when the 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck over the weekend. A company representative says the group of climbers is safe and currently in a holding pattern because the Chinese government has restricted movement. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.